flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It may not be a very happy Christmas for Jerod Mayo, the way things are going.
We'll see. He does have, the couple games after Christmas.
It's true.
That, still in season one.
I think he's going to make it to those, I think.
Yep.
We're going to see. Jerod Mayo is talking now to the media. But
how's it going?
He was asked whether or not ownership has guaranteed him a second season. He said, "I'm not trying."
There are no guarantees in life.
I'm sorry, Nick. I was about to read it. Nick has it. Okay, you have the clip, Nick. Let's hear it.
You've often talked about getting better in year two. Has that been assured to you that you have it?
No. Again, for me, this week, my focus is on this game, the Bills here today. Things that happen at the end of the season, I can't control those things. So it's all about the Bills.
I understand where you're coming from. I appreciate the answer, but there's obviously been a lot of speculation recently about your future.
Yeah.
By that answer, you don't necessarily squash the...
Well, I'm not trying to squash anything. I'm trying to let you know where my focus is, and it's on the Bills.
That's a change in tune from, I got a lot of ideas and I'm going to bring them in next year.
That doesn't seem great, does it?
Well, it's one of two things. Either he knows it's dire, or he's just been told, stop talking like you're guaranteed a second year because it sends a bad message. So maybe somebody talked to him.
Or maybe he just hasn't been. And he's like, maybe I should stop saying that. Maybe I should stop acting like I'm going to be back for a year two. So
Was that Giardi or was that Kai? They always sound a little alike to me. Who was that?
Was it the same for both questions?
Great job. I got to be honest. I couldn't totally make out the voice. It was either Giardi or Kai. Great job, whoever that was.
Yikes.
Hey, I know what you're saying. I respect it, but you kind of sound like you're...
He gone! Yeah, I feel like there's a decent chance that's true
now. You kind of sound like you're dodging the question. And add the context of Curran last night on NBC Sports Boston, Vrabel would take the job.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's bad.
So Vrabel would take the job, and now Mayo comes out and he goes, yeah, I don't know. I'm focused on the Bills.
Who knows how many people would want the job? It's not exactly the best situation in the world.
We know one.
You have Drake May, but do you think your owners are going to spend? Is Elliott Wolf still in charge? It's not the greatest job in the world. So if he wants it, but yeah, that is a change in tune over the last few weeks from Jerod Mayo.
It is. Mayo is a, we're both moving on from Mayo in our 60-second Patriot plans.
Yeah, we are.
We'll replay those at noon. Wiggy is committed to give his 60-second Patriots plan.
at noon.
By request. People are asking for it.
People are demanding it.
We need to hear it. And so he's gonna give us a call.
We're going to put Wiggy on the clock.
Love it.
He has 1 minute to fix the Patriots. Keith and I already did it. If you missed our plans, we'll replay them. We have a couple people waiting patiently with Patriots plans. You want to take them, Keith?
Yeah, let's get them on the clock. Let's get 30 seconds on the clock for Georgia, New Hampshire first.
Georgia, New Hampshire.
I love Son of a bitch, George. Okay.
Let's pop him back on hold.
He's got us on hold.
Okay. How about...
We should just listen to that for 30 seconds. And then we're like, you're done. All right, let's go. Yeah.
How about Dante in the North End? 30 seconds, Dante.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for getting me on. First of all, Mayo needs to go. You bring in Vrabel. The only reason I like Vrabel is he has HC experience where he has won a playoff game coaching an AFC title game. As far as rebuilding the personnel, there's three offensive tackles you have to target in free agency. Stanley with the Ravens, Bowles with Denver, Robinson out in Minnesota. If you're able to get one of those guys, then you can take Hunter with your first pick. If you're not able to get one of those guys, you have to take either Banks or Will Campbell.
Hey, that's a plan, though. He's got a plan.
Yeah. Garrett Bowles already resigned.
Bowles did resign.
That's fine.
Whatever. Ronnie Stanley, part of the Jones plan.
Update the plan. That's fine.
Not trying to woo anybody to my side when we're voting on things.
So he does kind of want BHA. Again, if you missed, that's best Haas available in the draft. So maybe it's Banks, maybe it's Campbell. But he also likes the Hunter idea, which I am now a fan of.
You're
Travis Hunter.
Hunter, all of a sudden, guy wins the Heisman, and all of a sudden he's getting a lot of blowback.
I like that. Oh, you're right.
Now he's
the one
mid?
Guy said he's mid.
Yeah,
he's not mid.
He's not mid.
He's got a situation right now with his fiance. You see, uncle's talking about it.
No.
So Shannon Sharp.
Oh boy.
Shannon Sharp
had not seen that.
Had like a 5 minute rant about it, and then Michael Irvin called him out on Twitter and was like don't like this is like nothing to do with you.
I'll get it in.
Yeah.
You know
Unk had a full breakdown on Travis Hunter. I couldn't even watch the whole thing. It was like a 5 minute clip on Twitter.
Travis Hunter might be mid as a wide receiver. I don't think he's mid overall as a prospect.
No, he's great.
Let's do some would you rather, shall we, Billy?
Yes.
Let's launch through these. If you got
Billy,
more Patriots plans, we'll circle back to them.
Would you rather Wednesday?
What's our first would you rather on a Wednesday, Bill?
Would you rather Corbin Burns or a Mariners pitcher and Alex Bregman?
Well, the Mariners pitchers to me are very different. If I have carte blanche, yeah, I want George Kirby. Or someone like that. But if it's Luis Castillo and Bregman.
It seems like Castillo's the most likely to go.
I still think I'd rather that than just Burns. I'd rather Castillo. And I acknowledge you might have to move a guy like Cassis to get him.
Yeah.
But I'd rather Castillo and Bregman than just Burns.
I want just Burns. I'm not as high on you on Bregman as you are. But I think Burns also signifies we do mean business. We are going to spend money. Because you're going to have to outbid teams for Burns. To get Bregman, I don't know. I mean, you're going to have to throw some money at him, but it's not in the same stratosphere as Burns. And then a trade's a trade. We already saw them execute a trade. They pulled off a great trade and got Garrett Crochet. I just think the idea of having Burns and Crochet at the top of your rotation for the next handful of years with whoever else is 3 through 5, and then I think your lineup is already decent to this point with or without Bregman. So give me Burns because I think it's also just such a – hey, what a change of course. Like, this is $200, $300 million, whatever it's going to end up being for this guy.
I do like that.
That's a big sign.
I do like that. But I think Bregman is enough of a spend to satiate that. Okay. But I understand the point. So you want Burns. I want the pitcher and Bregman. What's next, Billy?
Would you rather watch college football playoff games or the best NFL games this weekend?
College football playoff.
Same. It's the first year of the 12-teamer.
I'm very, very, very excited for the college football playoff.
Yeah.
And I acknowledge we could get – the first game could just be a blowout. Maybe most of the games are blowouts. I want to see how it works. I'll be prioritizing that over the NFL this weekend.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it. And so they're spreading it out too, right? Friday night you have Indiana-Notre Dame, which seems like a good game. The SMU-Penn State game is at high noon on
that one might be
Saturday.
That one might be a tune-out.
Then Clemson-Texas at 4, and then it ends with Tennessee-Ohio State. So
awesome
I think
game.
Both primetime games, I'll probably watch a real good amount of, and then I'll see what the hell we're doing on
Saturday.
And just
so you know, for this round, these are on-campus sites.
Yes, which is pretty awesome.
So you get a game in Austin. You
Penn
get a
State?
Game. Yeah, you get a game in Happy Valley. You get a where is it Tennessee or Ohio State? I don't know who's at home. Is it Tennessee?
No, Ohio State's the home game.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, Ohio State.
Yeah, the 8 seed.
So that so
and
they
then
are
Notre Dame.
So right.
Good stadiums.
Touchdown Jesus.
Touchdown Jesus.
The horseshoe. Yeah,
I hope they wear their green jerseys.
Happy Valley. It'll probably be a whiteout.
Yeah.
And what was the other one we just said? Oh, yeah.
Texas.
You get a game in Austin. So
come on, folks.
I think that's going to be very cool. I'll definitely prioritize that over the NFL this
year.
Yeah,
me too.
Would you rather open presents first or stockings?
Would I rather?
I go stockings first, I would rather stocking first.
We do open stockings first.
My wife and I, families were different. My wife's family would open stockings second. My family would open them first. So now, like now, it's like it's like a staring contest. We're like, what do we do? What do we do? So, I like stockings first.
I think I would rather do stockings last.
Really?
The kid wakes up and just tears everything open.
True.
I mean, he'll wake us up. He's still young enough where he's not just running out there and opening everything.
He waits for you.
He's still good enough to. I mean, he'll wake us up.
Merry Christmas, Dad.
Four in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
But so the kid will rip everything open. And then we'll do the stockings. I guess Kat and I typically do the stockings first and then open our gifts. I'd rather just open the gift.
What do you guys do first?
Stockings.
Always done stockings first.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but I was
kind of shocked that your wife didn't.
It's crazy. It's like eating your salad last.
Really?
Wild.
Dessert first.
It's the
salad
same thing.
Last.
Palate cleanser.
Yeah.
So strange.
That is weird. Anyway. I think I'd rather open the gift first, but that's not typically what we do.
Yeah, I got you.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, what's our last one?
All right, would you rather drink eggnog or any other holiday drink?
So you're probably wondering, Jones, what are some holiday drinks?
I am actually wondering that. What are the other options?
What about partridge in a pear tree?
That's a drink?
White cranberry Cosmo, a Yule Mule, a sugar cookie martini, a rum run Rudolph, a tiramisu white Russian, mistletoe margarita, a jingle
Mississippi
juice.
Two, well, Mississippi 3, Mississippi 4, Mississippi 5, Mississippi 6, Mississippi 7, Mississippi 8, Mississippi.
A Scrooge Sour, a cranberry Paloma, hot chocolate. I'll go eggnog. You only drink it once a year. I like an eggnog. You can do whatever you want with the eggnog, too.
What was the sugar cookie one?
You want that sugar cookie one?
Yeah, what was that? Give me that again. Sugar cookie what?
Let me find
that
where that
sounded
was.
Okay.
You like the sugar cookie martini.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, sugar cookie martini.
I love martini, so okay. I take that back. I heard sugar cookie, and I went, ooh.
I think you like vanilla vodka, amaretto, Bailey's.
I like amaretto.
And a candy cane. Candy canes are a great stir for all these drinks.
I've seen you do this with your mixed drinks. Yes, there is a
sugar cookie beer that's pretty good.
Ooh. I like amaretto in the coffee.
That's pretty good.
I like amaretto in the coffee I'll be doing on Christmas Day.
Fitzy was tweeting about the yellow Russians that he drinks, which is delicious.
Trump?
Can we say this now? I don't know. Yet the yellow Russian, which is Kahlua, vodka, eggnog. So it's like a white Russian, but instead of milk, you go with a really thick eggnog.
Yeah, I don't know if I love that.
I like that. Or you just do spiced rum. You can do brandy. You can do bourbon. You can do whatever you want with the eggnog.
Is a boozy coffee, like, that's just not singular to Christmas. That's not a Christmas
feels like
drink.
That's kind of a year-round.
I could do it any day.
It's like an alcoholic, like, get up in the morning, have a drink.
There's thing, I used to feel like back in the day that Schweppes Raspberry Ginger Ale was strictly a Christmas thing, but I feel like it's available year-round now. So I don't know why I always used to connect the Schweppes Raspberry Ginger Ale with the Christmas season.
I know exactly why you did, because I'm sure it's certain family parties that'd be sitting out on the table during Christmas next to like Christmas cookies.
Unopened. That's a Nana drink.
Does anybody want to open this Schweppes Cranberry?
That's a Nana. Yeah, something your Nana purchases.
Raspberry.
Sprite is what cranberry is.
I like that.
Right. Okay. I guess out of the choices, I'm going eggnog, though.
Same.
I would rather eggnog.
Safer than ice eggnog.
Can we try George in New Hampshire again? He's standing by with the Patriots.
Is he ready?
I don't know.
All right.
Let's try him. George, you're back on the clock. No, you're good. On the clock.
30 seconds begins. Tick, tick, tick.
Tick. What I think I would have tried was find a marketable coach, put Mayo as a defensive coordinator, hire Josh McDaniels as OC, and maybe add Scott Pioli, the overseer of things.
That's your time.
Just
run
Thanks it back. So much. Was that actually 30 seconds?
What?
Did you just hate it?
No, I thought he had his time. He owed us for the first call, too.
That's true. I added the two together in my head.
Yeah. All right, so Scott Pioli, Josh McDaniels, Gerard Mayo. What?
Just member berries for days.
I don't want all these guys.
Charlie Weiss and Romeo Crennel while you're at it.
See if you can get Belichick out of North Carolina.
Georgia, New Hampshire.
Hello? Son of a bitch, George. Okay. He owes us for that.
Well, I did not.
So passionate.
I didn't realize you were that angry the first time. I saw the Twitch chat say when he gets angry. I didn't realize that was your reaction.
We had a really good thing going, and then we're like, hey, 30 seconds on the clock. And it's like, hold music.
Son of a bitch, George. Yeah. Okay, good. Well, more Patriots plans. We'll reset ours at noon. If you missed them, they're on social media. Yes?
Somebody says Keefe's getting put the Thin Mints as a gift this year. I didn't take the Thin Mints. Leave it alone.
Nah, that's a good
call.
All
the other cookies, though.
Yeah, that's a good callback right there. If you missed our plans, they're up on social media. We'll reset them at noon. Wiggy has his 60-second Patriot plan.
I can't wait.
We're putting them on the clock. That's going to be fantastic. And we have some Red Sox thoughts. We'll get to those next. George in New Hampshire.
Son of a bitch, George. Okay.